Klingon spy helping provoke and create the Vulcan isolationist movement. Because obviously no Vulcan would come up with that by themselves.
I've had it before. Farpoint Station.
I've seen this many times. Every other adventure, there's like someone forming a group of isolationists.
That's because the people on the planet are really good people, and so if anything like that happened, it must be by a bad enemy force.
Absolutely. Romulans, always.
Yeah. Our Klingons, our Orions, our Ferengis.
They're all just confused. They're all just manipulated by the Romulans.
Ignore that Mandy secret.
Starfleet officers? Yeah, okay. Warren took attention to you.
I am pretty sure that they would be very, very logically inquisitive at the fact that a Vulcan took off running when someone said, "Hey."
And do you see his shirt? Coincidence?
I think not.
Perhaps you should get that
Starfleet was assaulted.
Were you assaulted, sir?
Oh, so what nerve pinch me, not a big deal.
I call it assault.
That is an assault here.
Oh, really?
As it is throughout the Federation.
Were you unconscious?
Not that I can recall. I did fall down.
And you would, I believe you said before, you would recognize them, correct?
Well, you know, Vulcan's a
little bit... And would point them out as cooperating with the authorities.
Well, if they really want it.
I'm sure they do.
I mean, I don't want to create any problems.
Well, they're the ones causing problems by assaulting people.
I wasn't an assaulted, it's not
really. Look, get down the cop and explain to you what this is. Here, let me have Starfleet regs where it says Vulcan nerf pinch equals assault.
I already know the menu roll.
Let me look that up.
Yeah. Roll well, it supports you. If you don't roll well, it supports the other side.
I'm pretty sure you need to roll like a 2.
Oh, yeah, I guess that was an assault.
So we're up to you and you. Express charges.
Do you want me to? I think it would just create more bad blood between these Vulcans and the Federation.
Well, I think it would be illogical to just leave them alone so they can.
They probably are here again at the planetarium where the planetarium has
whatever you think is best, sir. I would like to keep the shirt, however.
If you have a difficult time showing aggression towards them during the arrest, you can, ask if along.
We do not think we'll need to.
I'll have a police report for them, too.
They could be completely unrelated incidents.
What?
The restaurant and him being attacked by thugs
miles away.
We wouldn't want to mislead them.
We don't have time. We don't have time for a
now, yeah, now that it looks like they're willing to follow it up anyway, I don't want to mislead them again.
Everybody can make perception rolls, yeah.
They're not really
caught, but they're helping us.
Perception. A.
That's
going to
be a lot of
eights. holy
crap.
I bet you I get a 6.
8.
I got a 6.
8. Oh, no, wait. Oh, is this third perception?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet I get an 8.
I didn't roll a 6. I failed to roll a 6 on my dice. So.
Oh, I rolled a 5. I only got 7.
I only got a 7. 8.
8.
Siete. I got a siete.
Ocho. Ocho.
Hey! Good thing we're not at war with the French. To take you out.
Exactly. But you'd be able to chase me down the street right now.
What back?
Ocho. Ocho, my feet. Ocho.
Look at that.
Arrive.
We got eight.
I'm just thinking, if you guys don't think, in general, if you guys don't think of anything, and you roll like from 4 to 10, and the adventure doesn't go exactly the way it is in the book.
That's cool. In the book, they always win. We never fucking win.
What I'm saying is we should roll low. Instead of thinking of
things. I usually roll high. if Chris was here, we'd be rolling high.
No, my wife seems to get in the book.
Exactly. Oh, it's all.
And if we think of something, it just throws Kevin off.
That looks so sad. So we try and leave the ghost Vulcan through the cave.
So wait,
you did what?
Anybody go? So
leave the ghost Vulcan, into the Romulan Oracle.
You overheard when they took the waiter's statement. They said, "Oh, the woman seems to show up. Notice her like." Shows across on the park, across the street. Like every 3 days, we have a couple of other Vulcans. Oh, actually, no, not Vulcans. A Vulcan and Andorian.
What's an Andorian? Blue guy. Dennis.
They're always evil. Evil.
Sometimes the antenna can be removed, it's really a transient.
Really?
Sometimes. That's only really hurts them when you do that.
That was the trouble in episode, wasn't it?
They
were the ones who got eaten by the
but it was a real Andorian. It was fine.
I know.
So the Ryans. So after that, the Vulcan police experiment and they
every 3 days,
I guess you should say.
Yeah, two more days.
Starting tomorrow. So, I wonder how many Andorians are in the city right now.
Can't be more than a hand.
More than a few thousand.
And really?
Andorians are one of the major races.
They're also
one of the founding
these races. These days, they look so goofy.
Are they actual full member? Are they a founding member of the Federation?
None of the pigs.
Really?
Oh. Was it pigs, Andorians, humans, and Vulcans? That's it.
Was Vulcans and one other race.
Who's the
fifth? Right. So
you got a black and
white race. Who's the
major race? Chop and Delta Death.
Well, the Katarians.
It is right.
Yeah,
right.
They're
still making
bronze
weapons.
Alpha
Centaurus. What do they look like?
Humans.
Except they're like, you know, more green
pieces. And they're only okay. And they're only a few light years away, after all.
And non-violent.
We all know that our solutions were seeded by DNA.
Yeah, it explains why everyone looks the same except the noses.
Well, the
foreheads,
too.
And the ears. By noses, I mean everything from...
Ridges.
Ruffles have ridges. So, you want to try and assume the cops aren't going to show up tomorrow and do their job, and we should do it for them?
Of course. Just assume that.
Well, they are Vulcans. I'm sure they'll do the logical thing.
Yeah.
We're galactic frisbee in the park.
I'll bring my pet dog.
That one runs like a goddamn deer. Somebody should be playing intergalactic frisbee over there on that side of the park.
You think you got away from him?
Yeah. I'll stretch up real good. Get my running clothes on.
Alright, I'm ready, man.
Do you want to do anything else other than...
Yeah, I'm going to bring a gun.
That's true, too.
It's a good idea. I need to bring a gun, too. And then I want to get some tickets to the planetarium.
Why?
Oh, just in case.
I'm going to bring it.
If they don't show up, I still want to go shoot somebody.
I think I'm
the police are now taking care of the situation.
Yeah, I'm sure
they are. Yeah, I have to take care of the park deal.
Yeah. They don't show up the park, and then I take care of the situation.
What if they're under cover at the park and we blow it?
Uh-oh.
That's a good question.
We could just ask
if there's a Vulcan in the park, we'll play it cool.
But if they're all disguised Romulans, we'll make a move.
Early in the park of the Vulcan.
Well, aren't there all sorts of like high-tech listening devices that would enable us to just like absolutely easily listen to another conversation?
I looked through my Palm Pilot. Is there any way I can figure out that that's legal? Your Path Pilot.
Well, even if we can't use it in a court of law, we can still do it, right?
Well,
is there any way that
can we
get over this?
Dark.
No, you're in Tibet.
We're all on vacation.
Nobody outranks anybody.
I checked my Palm Pilot.
Look, look, if the Vulcans are there undercover with the right proper warrants listed, then they can use that in the court.
Yeah.
If they can't, there's nothing to stop them from listening.
You know, you're this close to being promoted. This close. It's so close. Anything that you do might affect that.
It'll be years before I ever say years before I
get another promotion.
I only took this one because they said I was going
to
use
it in court or just to be able to do it.
To do surveillance.
Because you already put a lot of money that you won't pay.
Because you're in Starfleet.
Then
yeah,
you need the resources to do your job. It's not about more pay.
You do your job. Do that job.
It's okay, civilians do it. The government does it.
Is that listening?
Yeah.
Unless they got a warrant.
Yeah.
And where the government.
So it still applies
to the government. Well, I know
we're
not.
Yeah,
hold on. That's why shorty doing it on our own free time.
Especially if we're.
You can make a rule.
I just looked at that. No, obvious. That doesn't work for the police either.
Or
I just looked
at that. They can't use it.
I just looked at that.
Palm
Pilot. I can't find the loophole.
That'd be a three. I'm pretty sure we can do it.
Wait, if you roll high, you can do it. If you roll low, you can't. You can do it if it's in the middle of something.
If you roll really high, you can't do it.
No, if you roll
away, Kevin does.
But anyway, Kevin does. Eric, the higher you roll, the more likely you're able to convince people the law goes the way you want it to go.
Oh, okay. So I got a three.
Well, the law clearly states, the personnel, you being one of those, would need a.
Just to do what?
Electronic
surveillance. Just to do it, or to use it in court?
Just to do it.
Oh, man. I've been breaking the law since
like what if the law uses the phrase electronic surveillance?
Okay.
Can
I use, like, warp core surveillance?
No, but we could use binoculars, and if there's some way that we can amplify the sound non-electronically.
Or we could,
please speak clearly into this megaphone.
Or we could,
yeah, we could just leave a megaphone lying there on the ground and see if they use it.
I've
got a very clever idea that'll work. When they show up, we beam them into the holodeck. It looks just like the part. And we can stand like right next to them on the other side listening.
So that's not surveillance anymore.
And then we teleport them back down and we have a few
but we have kidnapped them.
You can still
get it. I know it.
Yeah, how about if we tell them they want a free trip?
They're interested. Then we'd be
and stand nearby listening.
We're doing a gallon full of Romulan spies.
That's a way to get around.
You know, I tell him it's probably possible.
If you drive over that one, if you mess with a shrub on your head,
GM,
we can probably bug you.
Okay, I got like 3 sixes for the teleportation thing. Could we do that? Find a way to do that legally?
Yeah.
Like a 14. I'll add courage and a 50 health.
Oh my god.
Anyway, it won't work though, because they can tell when they're being transported.
Yeah. No, you can't. They do it all the time on Star Trek and
when they're sleeping.
No.
They did it when they're sleeping.
Yeah.
They transport that whole thing. How about if we bug you? So we aren't bugging anybody but you. So we bug you,
and
you hide us a shrub
against them.
No, you hide as a shrub, like, you know, with maybe a layer of soil on top of you. We bug you,
okay?
And for your safety, we listen in. What about that old Amplify thing? Is that legal?
Yeah, I think we just leave the megaphone there.
No, we amplify what they say.
That would be like well, surveillance.
Well, what if we were just listening to the park? And certain people came out that's how to come along. That's how we're going to put ourselves.
That sounds weaker than we're listening to you. We're all wired. I mean, if we're all wired and walking around, and you happen to be somewhere where a bunch of people are discussing secret stuff, that's at least better than saying, I was just bugging the park. I happen to be bugging the Foster's phone. How was I to know? I just fucking named at random.
We're making a, like a documentary or a little video
for a rockumentary.
So we can display it back when we get back on the ship, you know, as like a morale thing.
And we just accidentally happened to get some
get the camera.
Exactly.
You can pee on their foot.
Dress as a shrub.
Hey, wait.
Telepathy is an electronic.
Hey, good point.
Okay. Isn't there a law regarding that too?
Do you have distance things?
You mean distance things?
Like, could you do it from the far side of the park, or do you need to be close to them?
See if you can come up with a way to find out why that would be illegal.
Underlapping
problems.
Yeah.
It'll
be kind of hard.
We don't have to tell anyone that we even got the information.
That's true.
We do have to
do it
now.
We can do something that's against our morals.
That's
and that's
so illegal. We can't do it.
Everybody.
You've never even, like, broke the speed limit on your speeder? tell me, you're
going to why. Not in order. I only do it for the, when it's,
Starfleet ranks.
When it serves the greater good, sure.
Yeah, no. Right. What would Kirk say?
If it serves greater good.
There we go.
That way it leads only anarchy.
Where's all the pussy at?
Spock
would say the good one. That is a logical pussy.
Well.
Why don't we just let the police do their job?
Because they're not going to.
What makes you believe that?
They're in PC.
Because we understand the universe we're in.
We could just as easily help them.
This is, you know, the command crew goes down and does everything, even though they were not really supposed to.
Oh,
understand
sure
the universe.
We always get bored on shore leave because it's not exciting.
Well, there's supposed to be a problem if, like, one of us falls on the grass and is, you know, put to death.
that is easy. It's totally different.
Well, there's also, like, if we go to the planet that, like, is all powerful and has, like, knights and stuff come and charge us.
Yeah.
And panthers.
Yeah, why are you doing that?
Yeah, that's a much better planet. A different shorty planet?
Yeah.
That one was cool because you could bring people back from the dead.
I went on shore leave. I got accused of being drunk and taking over the ship or something.
You were.
And you say accused as if it weren't true.
She wasn't drunk.
You found guilty of it. Crystal?
Huh? No, the charges were dropped.
Yeah. Right, you're fine.
The charges are still on her.
They asked not to talk.
They're still on her permanent
record. You won't get promoted anymore, but don't worry about it. your career is over.
You already have rank for everybody else.
Is she a lieutenant?
Yeah.
Damn you. That was the first one.
She's not command. They get rank quicker.
You know, that was the time when I was in charge of the ship. Right there.
Now we had to take over
hundreds of people died.
Well, sure. It's all on my permanent record.
I believe the record show that you were relieved of command.
As I recall it.
God, do you remember, like, Benny and John and Sarah and Lou and, let's see, there was Kenny and,
All the dead ex-members?
Yeah, all the dead people.
That
was a sweet bit.
Oh, shit, we're talking about Romper Room.
There were like, what, 5,000, 10,000 Romulans who bit the baby?
Well, all those Kazinti that died too.
Kazinti and Klingons.
Yeah. Mostly Klingons.
Yeah, goodly amount of enemies.
I'll tell you. Yeah, because those Kazinti ships were like
a lot of tiny ships, like
Ray
and Ray.
Ray and Ray. And
they took out some gooks while they were out.
You don't know, man, you weren't there.
Exactly, they greased some gooks while they were out.
But we were there, man. We were there.
So how are we going to catch these people? I say we hide under the...
How about follow them?
We just go.
Because they'll break up and then we'll follow them.
We'll just be in the park. Enjoy the sunshine. Be an alternative. We could be in the cafe and we could see them from there.
Is there a...
Can we get a little personal hollow thing so we don't look the same?
So it's because we're members of Starfleet that we can't electronically monitor them.
Are you going to quit?
It's been an hour.
Just get suspended.
This is done before.
I mean, I don't know how many times the fucking Worf would, you know, destroy everything Starfleet, you know, for the rest of the episode. I think he was right back there.
No big deal. We could just watch them from the cafe and then follow them when they split up.
None of you are Vulcans, right? We need Vulcans that we can beat up.
That's interesting.
Well, they see us, like, we're in the park, and we're, like, picking on a bunch of Vulcans. You know, they might say, hey, you can talk to these people.
But they might recognize half of us as
what do you mean, hey, we can talk to these people? You mean, hey, we should kill these people?
No. Like, hey, these people might be friendly.
We're anti-Vulcan, so you're obviously pro-Romulan.
You don't think that might just be a little obvious?
This is Star Trek. Of course it's obvious.
All right, that work.
Have you ever seen them come up with something clever? For God's sake, man.
Come on, stop dissing it, man. Next thing you know, you're just, you know, Teletubbies.
Next thing you know, I'm going to start insisting that Klingons had brilliant weapons.
They did. They had those Batlet things.
Exactly.
Just turned out they all used to be chefs.
And the only thing they ever do is
a watermelon. Exactly. A watermelon, that'd be perfect for a watermelon.
The only thing that they ever cooked on were like Mongolian barbecues that have that concave surface instead of the
exactly. Inverted wok.
You know, I'm pretty sure that the Klingons would have actually conquered the universe if they would have figured out to turn the wok upside down.
But they'd have to remake all their
delicious sauces running off onto the floor. Somebody would slit brain themselves. Another dead Klingon.
They just sharp the other side of that one.
So what are you guys going to do?
I think we just have to do manual surveillance.
Yeah, just be in the park. We've got a frisbee game going, got a picnic going, got a...
Is there a way we can disguise ourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get a little
first. I can look like a Klingon.
You could disguise.
Yeah.
All right. We all look like Vulcans.
We've been Klingons before. We
I think to do that, we have to go into the medical center and do some serious manipulation.
Yeah. So just sit here.
We'll happily oversee.
You got connections, don't you, Crystal, in the medical department?
Yeah.
Aren't you in charge of medical?
We really don't need it.
Aren't you in charge?
You're obviously not in charge now, you're on vacation, but, you know, you go in.
I will happily,
like, have four people in charge.
I will happily turn you all into Vulcans.
Okay. Near me with a laser scalper and they'll die.
Okay, then I won't turn you into Vulcans. I'll have to turn you three into Vulcans.
I think I'll pass too.
What's that, sissies? I'll have to turn you two into Vulcans.
What do we need to be Vulcans for?
So you can get closer and won't be recognized by the Romulan spies.
Am I wrong, or couldn't your, you people in the medical thing, you know, do a little better job than, you know, the guy with the sharp knife?
You know, I'm doing it with the people in the medical thing.
I just rather not do it.
You know, they only have two dice, Dave.
I don't care, man. They're medical. You're like, check them.
You know, I have secret training I can't tell you about.
So why are you alluding to it now?
Because I could be lying.
I can hint about it.
But if I told you anymore, I'd have to kill you.
All right, good. Don't test me with that. Don't kill me.
Well, how about if those two come out looking like really cool Vulcans? Then will you be one?
I thought I was Friends on the historical records of Friends. Uh-huh. And then Monica showed up like Dudley Moore, man. The third haircut of the way for worse.
Okay, I'll do you second.
That's not bad. That was Joey. Joey was pretty good. Alright. It's all right on the first one.
Okay.
I'll be first.
Oh, cool. You're one of my worst skills.
I've done this. I think I've done this before with you, haven't I?
Yeah.
Me and you were Vulcan spies. I was a Vulcan spy.
No, you guys
were. You guys done by the medical bay.
Me and you were Vulcan
spies. I was there.
You didn't do it.
Do you have any disguise skill? They do it. I don't touch you. I just tell them what to do. All
right. Well, as long as you don't have the sharp knife.
I would know what to do with a sharp knife.
All right.
Other than cut myself.
Oh, you gonna give an authorization to do this, Crystal?
The pointy hand goes to the other guy.
Can we?
You know,
yeah. For disguise and stuff.
Yeah.
We want to go native, really.
Sure.
Sure, this Crystal.
Well, that's not even
cool,
right?
No,
I don't think elective surgery is legal. I might stay with this look, you know, feel what it's like to be a minority.
You know, somehow morally I feel this is just as wrong, if not more wrong, than just being electronic devices.
Why?
I'd be offended.
It's just elective surgery.
Okay.
Why did I? Penile
extension. You just have to let them change back for months.
Okay. Who am I going first?
Dave? Me.
Oh my god!
Wow, is that humble? What does it matter?
No.
This is the metal part. He's going to roll for the metal guys, right?
So he's supposed to look like a Vulcan.
Yeah.
Sure, you look.
In bad lighting. You know,
that
thing.
Right, big blue Vulcan.
Vulcans love other advantages.
Yeah, you're a little harder than you're way big.
The Vulcans love,
but
yeah.
Love the best for a Vulcan from, you know,
the just where the
can I do
from what?
Can I, yeah.
Like the
can I make him half Vulcan, half Beetlejuice?
Yeah, okay.
I'll do that.
Okay. All
right.
So you look half Vulcan, half Beetlejuice.
And you're a little too blue.
Yeah, they're
blue. Okay, Dave, ready?
A crappy job, it's all blue.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. Are you going to roll for the medical staff? You should roll for the medical staff.
No,
you should give it a bite.
Six.
They cut deeper anywhere.
Six for Dave.
Whatever. Well, Hellboy is human, you know. It can't be that hard.
All I need is small ears, for God's sake. And eyebrows go like this.
Well, if you have any medical stuff to it, then
yeah,
it's deep. It's deep.
Oh, right. You no, can't be your
genetic too. Deep, it's hard to scan the fact that you're still human. Right. You're actually
human. Right. I have 1 point of courage, so that he gets a 7.
All right. yeah, you look full.
Because I don't want to hear him whine.
Did I get that deep deal, too?
Yeah,
cool.
That's why I only want to do half on you because it's
deep. Am I even stronger?
No. But you will genetically test as a Vulcan.
Half-breed. Half-breed!
You can not get my room.
You can leave me alone. What? You don't look like a Vulcan?
Why?
That was the whole point. So you could, like, walk amongst the Vulcans and not be,